ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो
भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगता माह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं भङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपादमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनदारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। शृण्वतं स्वागता कृष्ण पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सदा। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 5. The title of the chapter is Lord Rishabhadev's Teachings, text number 20. Tasma Bhavanto Hridayena Jata Sarve Mahiyamsam Amum Sanabham Aklishta Buddhya Bharatam Bajadvam Susrushanam Tha Bharanam Prajana Tasmad Bhavanto
शुश्रूषणां तद्भरतं प्रजानां।
Bharat Maharaj, Rishabhadev's eldest son, was specifically very exalted. For this reason, the other sons were advised to serve him for this pleasure. That was to be their duty. The Supreme Lord was advising Bharat Maharaj to be the chief ruler of the planet. This is the real plan of the Supreme Lord. In the battle of Kurukshetra, we find that Lord Krishna wanted Maharaj Yudhishthir to be the supreme emperor of this planet. He never wanted Duryodhana to take the post. As stated in the previous verse, Lord Rishabhadeva's heart is Hridayam Yatra Dharma. The characteristic Dharma is also explained in Bhagavad Gita, surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To protect Dharma, Paritranaya Sadhuna, the Lord always wants the ruler of the earth to be a devotee. Then everything goes on nicely for the benefit of everyone. As soon as the demons rule the earth, everything becomes chaotic. At the present moment, the world is inclined towards the democratic process, but the people in general are all contaminated by the modes of passion and ignorance. Consequently, they cannot select the right person to head the government. The president is selected by the votes of ignorant Sudras, therefore another Sudra is elected, and immediately the entire government becomes polluted. If people strictly followed the principles of Bhagavad Gita, they would elect a person who is the Lord's devotee. Then automatically there would be a good government. Rishabhadev therefore recommended Bharat Maharaj as the emperor of this planet. Serving a devotee means serving the Supreme Lord. For a devotee always represents the Lord. When a devotee is in charge, the government is always congenial and beneficial for everyone. So here, Lord Rishabhadev is continuing his teachings to Bharat Maharaj, Bharat and his 100 brothers also. So now, in this sloka is very significant. It says here, my dear boys, you are all born of my heart, which is the seat of all spiritual qualities. In Arjuna, in Bhagavad Gita, he says, this is like a Chatusloki Bhagavad Gita, not Chatusloki Bhagavad Gita, the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Paramam Purusham Bhavan, Purusham Saswatam Divyam, Adi Devam Ajam Divum. So, Krishna is addressed as, it's like a Parameshwar, Param Param Brahma. So, Krishna is Paramam Pavitram. So he is supremely pure. So Rishabhadev is also is an incarnation of the Lord. So he is saying, my heart, which is the seat of all spiritual qualities. Therefore, you should not be like materialistic and envious men. You should accept your eldest brother Bharata, who is exalted in devotional service. So Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport, Hridaya indicates the heart and Ura the chest. The heart is situated within the chest. Srila Prabhupada explained, even though the son is born through a different process. The different process is like the genitals are used in the instrumental, genitals are used producing the son. But the important thing is the hridaya. The heart is plays more important role. Where Prabhupada says that according to the heart situation, the semen takes the form of a body. Therefore, according to the Vedic system, when one begets a child, his heart should be purified through the ritualistic ceremony known as Garbhadana. So, this is in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, very nicely Kapila Dev explaining about the whole process, how the whole the creation takes place. He says, Karmana deva netrena jantu deha upapataye sriyam pravishta udaram humso reta kanashraya. The personality of Godhead said, under the supervision of the Supreme Lord and according to the result of his work, the living entity, the soul, is made enter into the womb of the woman through the particle of male semen to assume a particular type of body. So So it is very, very systematically explained how it is not just like a chance, somebody is born. It's not like that. We can see also from the Shastra, especially when Mother Diti's example is like a very, especially for Garbhadhana Samskara, it is very applicable. Because Mother Diti, at an inappropriate time, she wanted to have a union. So, Kashyapa Muni, so it's like, he said, no, the time is not appropriate. Because this is the evening time where the Lord Shiva goes on traveling and then he may not take it very favorably like this. And then, no, but because of the impelled by lust, she forced for the union. And then we know what happened. The purpose is Hiranyakashipu. So this is like that is why it is very, the Vedic system, it is very, very important. At the time of conception, what kind of consciousness is? The consciousness is very important. So that, but here it is completely different. It is Rishabhadev. Rishabhadev is completely pure. So the Rishabhadev's heart, and it is completely pure, and the children born out of them are also very, very devotional. We can find this 100 sons of Rishabhadev. They are very, very sincere and serious in the spiritual culture. So there is no problem with that. But for a general populace, yes, it is the Garbhadhana Samskar is needed. And how we can, because otherwise, you know, by following that, it's like a, that is why if you see Arjuna, he had that the predicament. I don't want to fight. One of the reasons he was saying was, if I fight, then all this the elders will be killed, and then there will be nobody to give them guidance. This is Sri Dharma, Jati Dharma, Kula Dharma, these things will be destroyed. Jayate Varna Sankara. Because if these things are not done properly, then Varna Sankara will come, the unwanted population. So that is why, because anybody, this is like here we are talking about the rulers, and Srila Prabhupada talks very detailed about the rulers. Yeah, the rulers are very much concerned, the citizens, how they will develop their Krishna consciousness. It's not like a ruler's duty is not to just exact tax only, get the tax, and then spend the money in all the lavish projects. That is not the duty of a ruler. The ruler's business is, yes, see to that, they are also gainfully, they are doing something, and then they are also making spiritual progress, so that this should be the end of their life, and then they go back to God. So much so, when the leaders, they do this, they are called Naradeva. They are the representatives of the Lord. And whatever the spiritual activities the citizens are doing, the rulers also will get some portion of Sukriti. They also get some 1/6 or whatever the benefit of that, they also, because the rulers are guiding the citizens properly in their cultivation of Krishna consciousness, spiritual consciousness, they also get the benefit. So this is the beauty. Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, Rishabhadeva's heart was always uncontaminated and spiritual. Consequently, all the sons born from the heart of Rishabhadeva were spiritually inclined. Already they were spiritually inclined. It's not that they were all like doing all these activities, material activities. No, they were not doing. But still, as a duty of a father, Rishabhadeva, because Rishabhadeva is going to retire. Rishabhadeva is retiring, and then he is trying to chalk out a plan what this the children should do. So this is the duty of the father. Normally, when the father is retiring or something, mostly what they will do, they will just divide the estate. Like, oh, this, you take that. That is the type of division. That division automatically happens. We don't have to do so. But what, this is very important division. As when we are about to retire, this is the plan we have to do. This is not like the consultant or the wealth consultant or the, what is that, he will not be able to plan this thing. This only a spiritual consultant, he will be able to do. Yes, you have to follow the process, you have to do, because that is very important actually. So he gives, like Yudhishthira Maharaj, Bharat Maharaj, like all these great personalities, how they planned. When Yudhishthira Maharaj heard that Krishna has finished his pastimes and has gone, and then Yudhishthira Maharaj completely lost interest in everything. He was very interested king. He was doing everything, doing the ruling very, very wonderfully. But when he heard this thing that, oh, Krishna has finished his, what is there here for us to do? Because they were
they were loving Krishna so much, and then in their absence of Krishna, no, there is life is not much interest to them actually. No, we also want to wind up the whole thing, and then they just given the throne to Parikshit Maharaj, and then they all left actually. So this is the mood actually. And now here we see, nonetheless, Rishabhadev suggested that his eldest son was superior, and he advised others to serve him. All the brothers of Bharat Maharaj were advised by Rishabhadev to adhere to Bharat's service. And Srila Prabhupada asked the question here. The question may be asked, well, why one should be attached to family members? Because we find in, especially in India, here we don't find that much of the hereditary thing. Normally in India, the father will be the chief minister, and then his son, his grandson. The whole thing, whole parampara will be there in the post only. That will never go to anyone else. I don't want to name any party or any person, because you will know what I mean. Like you will see, every state has something like that. It is not an exception. Like only this Tamil Nadu is like that, Kerala is like that. No, everywhere you go in India, this is one thing, which is the fellow will not leave the seat unless otherwise the death comes and kicks them out, and then they will just hold on to the seat like that only. But here it's maybe. Srila Prabhupada said once, this is one of the lectures in the conversation, Prabhupada says, I like this hippies actually. Because this is such a great benediction that hippies got from Prabhupada. Because Srila Prabhupada, you analyze Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada is very, very wonderful. Prabhupada says, I like the hippies. Because you have a mood of renunciation. Because the hippies, because they already have a mood of renunciation. See, you assume you get a son, Srila Prabhupada went so much to so many places, you have so many sons in your family, you give one son for my mission, I want to preach them, people will not give. Because the reason is, because there is so much attachment in the family, so much of the will-lead family, they don't want to. They're like that, they will be happy. My Guru Maharaj used to say, one person, one son, he became a businessman, he is doing business nicely. He is doing something, okay, he is managing. One person, he just said, Bhakta Bhanya, he is one person, he has nothing to do, he just became a Bhakta. So that is the mood. The mood should be, one person became a Bhakta, that should be a great benediction for the whole family. So that is that way Srila Prabhupada said only the mood of renunciation is already there in the hippies. Because at that time, they were already a little bit renounced actually. They were like, they didn't like this, they didn't like that, the elderly parents and their this thing. No, they wanted that. Srila Prabhupada doubted the renunciation in the service of the Lord. That is very important. Because if you don't have that, the doubting of the renunciation, that will be just like a falgu. It's useless. This is bhoga and tyaga. Sometimes tyaga and then bhoga. Tyaga. But Srila Prabhupada utilized that, you have renunciation mood. Yes, that has to be, you do some sacrifice, some austerity in the service of the Lord, then that becomes purified. That is what Srila Prabhupada says here, in that instruction. Bharat Maharaj, all brothers of Bharat Maharaj were advised by Rishabhadev to adhere to Bharat's service. The question may be asked, why one should be attached to the family members? Because this is again, because the family members, they are not just like ordinary family members. The family members, they are also great devotees of the Lord. Like Bharat Maharaj was such a great devotee, he had everything in his possession, he completely left everything at an early age, and then he also retired. But anyway, eventually he went back to God, and after become a dear Bharat and then Jada Bharat. So that's all right, there is nothing wrong in that, because if you don't have that, then sometimes it's a lesson also for us actually. Bharat Maharaj, there is no problem. Bharat Maharaj is exalted devotee, he was in the Bhava platform. Our platform is like a very shaky platform actually. Our platform is a difficult platform. Because that is why these examples are there in the Shastra. How we should conduct ourselves. how we should have. So here the family members are mentioned, so we should not think that the throne is given to this. This is not like that, because it is done because it was selected based on his qualities also. It's not just like a heritage, you know, like, okay, my father was a king and I am going to be king. Not like that. In the Vedic system, you will find so many examples like that, where the king, they selected, none of his sons were suitable. So then he went and selected somebody else as a king. That is also there. So it's not like it is not unheard of. It is there. So it is very, very practical. So that's why whoever is going to become a king, he should be a representative of the Lord, Naradeva. Then he will be able to rule the citizens properly. Otherwise, he will become like, we have also bad examples in Srimad Bhagavatam, like we have Vena, King Vena. King Vena also was coming in the lineage, but didn't work out the way. So that didn't work out. So that's why, see, Srimad Bhagavatam is such a wonderful thing. We have examples of good things also, and what we should do and what we should not do. That is also there. It's not like always good, 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 good. That's good, and how we should not do things. Look at the examples of Vena, this, that, all these things are there also. And Srila Prabhupada continues the purport in saying, however, it is also advised, Mahi Yasa Bhaga Rajo Abhishega. Same Shabadev in a few slokas before, he said, Mahi Yasa Bhaga Rajo Abhishega. By serving the Mahatma, then automatically what happens? This is the beauty. By serving the Mahatmas, automatically we develop a desire to hear the message of Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam is very wonderful. It says, because if you look at the word here, susrushanam, susrushanam tad varanam prajanam. So this is the service. The service is, Srimad Bhagavatam talks about that in one place. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, susrushu shabda dhanasya vasudeva kataruchi syan mahat sevaya vipra punya tirtha nishevanat. O twice born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the message of Vasudeva. The whole our Krishna conscious life is by just hearing the message of Vasudeva. But how one will hear the message of Vasudeva? It's not easy. Because it's like Vasudeva message is there everywhere. All the Vedic scriptures, everywhere message of Vasudeva is there. But the message of Vasudeva, how to hear that? By rendering some service. Susrushu Shraddha Dhanasya. Vasudeva Kataruchi. Vasudeva Kataruchi. This Vasudeva is there. Kataruchi. How to hear the message of Vasudeva? How it will happen? By the rendering of service to the Vaishnavas. That's why Rishabhadeva also says, Mahatsevam Dwaram Agur Vimukte. Because by doing Mahatseva, automatically the affinity to hear the message of Vasudeva is increased. So that is a perfect example of that is here, Srila Prabhupada. By hearing Srila Prabhupada, by surrendering some service to Srila Prabhupada, so many devotees have developed the mood to render devotional service to Krishna. So that is the sadhu sangha, because sometimes some devotees might not have had very long association with Prabhupada, very little association only, but even that association they cherish. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoy, lava matra sadhu sangha. You don't have to be very, very long association, even little bit of association with the sadhu also will give greatest benediction. So that is why the Rishabhadev instructing like that, and Srila Prabhupada says, Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahut Vimukte. By serving the Mahat, the exalted devotee, one's path for liberation is open. So because the Mahat is, Bhagavad Gita says, Mahatmanastu Mamparta Devi Pragati Mahasrata. Because that is the quality. Why Mahat is so important? There are so many people are there. Why only Bharat Maharaj has to be served? Or only this Naradani has to be served? Why? Because they have taken shelter at the Mahatmanastu Mamparta Dhaini Pragati Mahasrata Bhajanti Ananya Manaso. Because they are completely 24/7, they are in the service of the Lord. That is why the Mahats are very, very important. By serving the Mahat, our inclination, our affinity towards hearing Krishna Katha, Krishna's service will increase. That is why this is very, very essential for everyone.
And Bharat Maharaj is identified like that. And then Srila Prabhupada says the family of Vrishabhadev should not be compared to an ordinary materialistic family. That's what we discussed. Because this is not like ordinary person. Father is handing over the baton to his son. Not like that. Because he is a spiritually qualified person and also he can lead all the citizens in the right direction. That is why he says like that. No, not just automatically like that. And then he says, for this reason, the other sons were addressed to serve him for his pleasure. That was their duty. Because also, in one sense, but if you, this is Rishabhadev's interest. Rishabhadev is saying, if you serve Bharat, then automatically you will be serving me. Because whatever service, according to the instructions you render service, though that service also, you are rendering the service to me. Because it's naturally, you know, like we find in the many instances in Srimad Bhagavatam, especially when Narsingadev gives darshan to Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is standing there and Narsingadev is giving darshan. And then he says, my dear Prahlad, what do you want? And all the questions. And then he says, please forgive my father and all this. And then he's asking, I want to tava bhritya seva. He's asking, what do you want? Because of Narada Muni, only I could have your darshan. Because I want to be always, please engage me in your servant of yourself. Because tava bhritya seva. Because Narsingadev is standing in front of me. Why can't he ask Narsingadev, I want to be always engaged in your service? He never asked that. Yeah, they are all setting an example. Mahajan is setting an example. What we should ask, even Krishna comes and comes before us, what we should ask actually? Not if I want to be engaged in your service. No, I want to be engaged in your service of your servant of yourself. By doing that, then what happens? Krishna says, I am more pleased. Krishna is, that's what Rishabhadev is saying, you serve Maharaj, you serve Bharat, then by serving Bharat, you are automatically serving me. So this is the mood actually. That mood we can see everywhere in the Srimad Bhagavatam, all the acharyas, like Sinartam Das Thakur said, Tandhera Sharana Sai Bhakta Sanevas, Janame Janame He Abhila. They don't have anything, any other, see, because they all remembering all the acharyas, Purva acharyas, all the predecessor acharyas, how we can serve them. By doing that, then we will get the money. We will get Krishna's blessing. If somebody says, I am devotee of Krishna, Krishna says, no, you are not my devotee. There is one verse in the Adi Purana, I say, if somebody says Krishna is my, I am devotee of Krishna, Krishna says, you are not my devotee. If you are a devotee of my devotee, then you are my devotee. So this is the Krishna attaches so much importance that by serving a devotee, automatically you get Krishna's blessings. That is why we follow that the Guru Ashtaka, like every morning we sing Sakshad Haridvena Samasta Sastra. Because Sakshad Haridvena, he is not Hari. He is not spiritual master, is not Hari. Haridvena, he should be respected as good as the Supreme Lord. And by doing that, then by taking his instructions like that, then we also, because that is why, because he is the confidential servitor of the Lord. He is a confidential servitor of the Lord. Then his mission, his duty is how to engage everyone in the service of the Lord. That is why he is very important. Srila Prabhupada says next in the purport, the Supreme Lord was advising Bharat Maharaj to be the chief ruler of the planet. This is the real plan of the Supreme Lord. This is like as Bharat Maharaj, as Rishabhadev is also Supreme Lord, he is indicating very clearly this is going to be the lineage. He has to continue like this. And Srila Prabhupada refers to how Krishna also made like that. Paritranaya sadhuna, vinasaya chadushkruta, dharma samsthapanarthaya. Because one of the duties of the mission statement of Krishna is like whenever there is a decline of religious principles and a predominant rise of religion, at that time I descend myself to re-establish the principles. So that is why Krishna came. Actually, Krishna doesn't have to do anything actually. Namam karmani limbandi name karma kalasya. I don't have to do anything. Krishna doesn't have any duty. Krishna doesn't have to perform anything. But still, he comes and he performs this pastimes, performs his duty, and then also attracts us also, like a Damodar Lila. Today is like everything is a little bit empty because Damodar Lila finished. And actually, Damodar Lila has to continue every day in our hearts. Like it's not like Damodar Kartik month is finished, Damodar Lila is finished. Damodar Lila is there, yes.
Because this is like a way of attracting Krishna to our heart. So the Ramodar Lila eternally continues actually. But in principle, the offering of the separate candles and other things may stop. But Manasika, we have to meditate on Damodar, meditate on that Krishna, meditate on Radha Vallabha. So like this, this process continues. It's not like only 24 hours, just only few hours. No, the whole life has to be molded in such a way that automatically activities are centered around the Lord. Then there is nothing to fear, nothing to worry also. And Srila Prabhupada says here, in the battle of Kurukshetra, we find that Lord Krishna wanted Maharaj Yudhishthira to be the supreme emperor of this planet. He never wanted Duryodhana to take the post. So this is we should not conclude that Krishna is partial. Krishna is not partial. Krishna takes the side of Dharma. So much so, wherever, that's why Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara, because Sanjaya, the end of last sloka of Bhagavad Gita, he gives his verdict. What is his verdict? Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, where is Yogeshwara Krishna is there, Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara, because where there is a Dharma, because Dharma is personified, everything is there only victory will be there, not otherwise. Jayamsu Partha Putrana. Because why? Because of the Dharma is there. Krishna doesn't side because of I like this person. No, I am siding. No. Bhishma Dev is a great devotee of the Lord. But Krishna, even though he was a great devotee of the Lord, but he took the side of Adharma, so then he was dealt in that way. So Krishna didn't spare Bhishma Dev because that is his principle, to re-establish religious principles only he is appearing, not for this purpose or other purpose. He has to do that. So in that Dharma, whoever follows Dharma, they will also be protected. So this is the special benediction. And the characteristic of Dharma is also explained in Bhagavad Gita, surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To protect Dharma, Paritranaya Sadhuna, the Lord always wants the ruler of the earth to be a devotee. Because if he is a devotee, then he knows how to conduct the whole citizens, how to rule the citizens. Because now the problem, there is Srila Prabhupada's famous three-point peace formula. Which verse in 3-point peace formula? Prabhupada's 3-point peace formula. Prabhupada says in Bhagavad Gita, the 3-point peace formula. Peace, no? The whole place, everything talking about peace, no? So, 3-point peace formula. Peace formula. In Bhagavad Gita, 5th chapter, 29th verse, Bhoktaram Vikya Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suhurtam Sarvabhutanam Nyatvamam Santi Vrichyam. Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam. Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam, he is the Bhokta. Krishna is the enjoyer. Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwar. He is the supreme proprietor of all the planetary systems. And Suhurdam Sarvabhutanam, he is the well-wishing friend of all the living entities. If somebody knows that, then Nyatvama Santi Vrichyati. Then only we can attain peace. Because that's why this principle is very much essential for the rulers. Rulers should understand that Krishna is the supreme proprietor. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. And Krishna is a well-wishing friend. Then what will our activities will be? If Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, this person will not be thinking that how I can siphon some money here, siphon some property here. He will not do that. He knows that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. So I am like an appointed servant. So that I will also, my duty is as a representative of the Lord, look after the citizens. That way, I will also get Krishna's blessings. I will also get Krishna's mercy. If that mood is there, then that will be a Vaikuntha. You don't have to go back to Vaikuntha. The place only will be Vaikuntha. Because when Yudhishthira Maharaj was ruling, everything was going on rightly. The seasons will be there properly, all the crops will be coming properly, everything, the weather also will be very, very controlled. Why? Because if a ruler is doing everything nicely, then automatically all the other devatas and everything, they fall in place. Wherever there is a holy name of the Lord chanted, and then automatically all the prosperity, everything comes actually. This is the beauty. Because now we forget that and then we think like I am this, I am America, I am Australia, I am Antarctica. Like you just separate everything. And then that's why Srila Prabhupada says the immigration is just immigration department is like it's a kind of a dog barking. Oh, why did you come here? Like they just, why It is Krishna's property, anybody can go anywhere. But they only have demarcated, like, yeah, you can come here, you can't come here, like that. So that is a problem. But if somebody understands Krishna is the bhokta and Krishna is the proprietor of everything, and then Krishna is a well-wishing friend, then automatically they can attain peace. Otherwise, you know, not just like a declaring different peace formula, and then the flags, agendas are increasing. The flags in the United Nations is increasing. Previously, maybe 100 flags per million, now have become 200 flags. What happened? Where is the united concept then? It's a dividing nation actually, it's not a united nation. So Srila Prabhupada says here, Lord always wants the ruler of the earth to be a devotee, then everything goes on nicely for the benefit of everyone. That is what Krishna wants. Loka, samasta, sukhino bhava. Everybody has to live comfortably. Krishna doesn't want them to struggle. Yeah, we opted to come to this material world. Krishna said before only, this place is Dukkalayam Asaswatam. You still want to come? Okay, it's your prerogative. You only decided to come. But actually Krishna, again, having come also, still Krishna's mercy is there. Through all these instructions, Mahats are there, all the spiritual masters are coming, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. This way, Krishna is reminding us, no, this is not a fit place for you. Just you have to vacate this place. You have to come back to the spiritual world. Krishna gives us the warning, and he is a hint also how we can come. And therefore, everything goes on nicely for the benefit of everyone. As a demon rules the earth, everything becomes chaotic. At the present moment, the world is inclined towards the democratic process. We have seen some elections recently. I don't know to name which country where. Yeah, we have seen so many chaotic things. You know, like, yeah, you did this, you did that. So many, it's like almost like a fighting like anything. For what? Just want to get to the power. So you get to the power, no problem. You get to the power and you are going to serve the citizens, in elevate their consciousness to the spiritual consciousness, then it is good. But that is not the purpose. You come to power and you want to make your own plan, your own agenda. It's not Krishna's agenda. If you follow Krishna's agenda, if you come to power, then it is understandable. Yes. At least Srila Prabhupada encouraged some devotees in America. So I think one point in time, one of the devotees, when he wanted to contest for a mayor, big position. Prabhupada said, yeah, mayor should be Krishna conscious. Srila Prabhupada went to meet Prime Minister of India, Indira Gandhi. So he went with the checklist, you know, like, I don't know whether Indira Gandhi accepted anything or not, but the thing is, you know, like, the member of parliament should be chanting 16 rounds. Like that should be the, again, it's not like one should not be like a rogue or a thug, then only because nowadays it happens like that. So this person, these are all the qualifications or disqualifications you should have, then only you become a member of parliament. But in the Vedic system it is not like that. You have to be a very, very Krishna conscious, spiritually inclined person, then only you become a ruler, not just otherwise. Otherwise what ruling can you do? Because if you don't know what to rule, you don't know who is the proprietor, who is the enjoyer, who is the well-wishing friend, then you will be like you will create a bigger mess actually. So that is why the ruler has a very important role to play. As soon as the demon rules the earth, everything becomes chaotic. At the present moment, the world is inclined towards the democratic process, but people in general are all contaminated by the modes of passion and ignorance. Consequently, they cannot select the right person to head the government. This we find one person comes, and then the person does something, some scam or something, and then another person comes and replaces. Unfortunately, the person comes and replaces is also another scam. It's not like the other person will come and fix the whole problem, now we become like a Satya Yuga or something. It's not going to happen like that. Unless otherwise, the rule, that is why Srila Prabhupada very, very emphatic about that. The rulers of the state should be educated in this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Because if they understand there is a karma, if I do my due activities in the service of the Lord, then I will also be elevated to the higher planetary system. I will also go back to God. And if I my duties as a king properly, if I might do my duties properly, then I will also be elevated. It's not like that is what all the kings they do. All the kings. Yudhishthira Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj, Bharat Maharaj, all these great kings, they knew Why? Don't you think they could also stayed there till their 99 year, 100 years, they could have stayed there in their own gaddi and then their own position and then they could have ruled. Why they didn't do that? No, that is not the purpose of life. Purpose of life is not to stay in the position. Either they just, as long as they could stay, they were serving the citizens, serving the Lord, and then once they want to leave, and then they started retiring. They retired and then they performed austerities and then penances and then perfect their life. Ante Narayana Smriti. Because remembering the Lord, Ante Narayana Smriti. It's not just like until my last breath we keep on doing our materialistic activities. That is not the purpose of life. Yes, you need to do, you need to study first 25 years. And the next 25 years you do some work. You have to make some money, you have to look after the family, you do that. And then after that you become a little bit of renounced. Little bit of you set aside like other things and then concentrate more on spiritual activities. Then your spiritual life begins actually. So Srila Prabhupada concludes here, if people strictly follow the principles of Bhagavad Gita, they would elect a person who is the Lord's devotee. Then automatically there would be a good government. Rishabhadev therefore recommended Bharat Maharaj as the emperor of this planet. Serving a devotee means serving the Supreme. So this is very, very important. Serving a devotee, serving a Lord is like a Rishabhadev is saying. Serving a devotee means serving the Supreme Lord. For a devotee always represents the Lord. Devotee always represents the Lord. That is called representative. The spiritual master is a confidential representative of the Lord. That means whatever the Lord's desire, the devotee's desire is the same. Devotee does not have a separate desire. Devotee has also desire. It's not like he is not completely desireless. He has a desire. But his desire will be in line with the Lord's desire. Whatever Lord's desire, the devotee's desire will be in line. So that is why serving a devotee is more glorious than even serving the Lord. It says in the Padma Purana, Mother Parvati, Lord Shiva said, Aradhananam Sarvesha Vishnu Aradhanam Param. Aradhananam Sarvesha Vishnu Aradhanam Param. Worship of Lord Vishnu is the topmost. Then he says, Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyanam Samarcham. So if even better than worship of Lord Vishnu, somebody may wonder, what can be better than worship of Lord Vishnu? It cannot be anything. In fact, what is better than worship of Vishnu is the paraphernalia or the devotees associated with Lord Vishnu is even better than worship of Lord. Why? Because if you worship a devotee, confidential devotee of the Lord, Lord is very much pleased. Lord is very much pleased actually. So he says in Bhagavad Gita, towards the end, he gives Yayitam Paramam Guhyam Mad Bhakteshu Abhidasyati Bhakti Mai Param Kritva Mame Vaishyasi Asamshayaha. And he says, Nachatasmat Manusheshu Kaschin Me Priyatattamaha Bhavita Nachame Tasmat Anyam Priyataru Bhuvi. Because there is no person who will be very dear to Krishna. Because you follow the instructions of the Lord has given instruction and the devotee is following the instructions and trying to recline the conditioned soul. So the Lord is very, very pleased with you. That is why service rendered to the devotees is considered the topmost action. And we can't render service to the Lord directly because it's also not possible because of our situation. We have only contamination. But the spiritual master is a via medium because he sees only the guna. He takes only the quality actually. Only the quality and offer to the Lord. Offer to the Lord. That is gospel. So that way like it is better we serve the servant of the Lord than directly serving the Lord. Because that is sometimes like a servant of the Lord is more merciful than the Lord actually. Sometimes when the servant says something, the Lord has to. Yes, that's why. Krishna attaches so much importance. He says, Arjuna, now you declare it boldly that my devotee will not perish. He could declare. Why? Krishna can't declare. He can declare himself. But he says, Arjuna, you declare. Because Krishna attaches so much importance to the words of the devotee. So that is why we have to take this instruction, Rishabhadev's instruction. It's like for us also. Like how we can by serving the devotee, by serving the Lord and understanding that the spiritual master's position and how we by serving the spiritual master then automatically we get all the benedictions and we ultimately we get Krishna's blessings. So, yeah.
We'll stop here. There will be questions or comments.
In Purandara Dasa, so he has sung very nice song. Hariya Matave Harimana Matavu, Hanumana Matave Hariya Matavu. The wish of Hari is Hanuman's wish, and wish of Hanuman is also wish of Hari.
Yes, correct. Yeah, it's similar. That is why Srila Prabhupada also says, Anya Abhilashita Sunni. When you give a definition of bhakti, Anya Abhilashita Sunni. It doesn't say Abhilashita Sunni. Buddhist philosophy is like a desire is the cause of sorrow, so get rid of the desire. Just zero. Make this desire zero, then everything will know. But that is not devotional principle. Devotional principle is Anya Abhilashita. Anya Abhilashita means the desire which is not in line with the Lord's desire. Because Lord wanted to, as you said, rightly said, Lord wanted to reclaim Mother Sita. Mother Sita, because she was kidnapped by Ravana. So Hanuman also had a desire. Not that he didn't have any desire, he had a desire. But his desire, not his personal desire, his desire is in line with the Lord's desire. Lord wanted and Mother Sita has been rescued. Yes, that is my desire also. So same thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a desire. Prithivideya cha nagarati gram sarvatra pachare mara harparanam. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire. That is what Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, all the predecessor Acharya's desire was that only, and Prabhupada's desire was that only. That is why Srila Prabhupada took all the risk, all the steps of going to the West. Otherwise, no, why Prabhupada should have to go? Why Prabhupada has to go? No need actually. But the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Prithivite Achana Haradika. So that is why he had the desire, this Navarana, it will be distributed, transmitted all over the universe. So Srila Prabhupada took this way. Yes, let us do something. That is what Srila Prabhupada says. Srila Prabhupada always takes a humble position. Yeah, I tried to do a little bit. Now you see Krishna has given so much. So much he attempted, but not that there was not a problem. Problems were there, and people did cooperate. People did, but these are all the when you do something, there will be all these tests and some impediments will be there. But if some Prabhupada continued, he never had any kind of. He did look back. So went on all this, and then complete success. So much so now it's growing. Growing like anything. And then you come and see people come to the temple. It's not like a normal temple. Normal temple you go to some archana, that's also good. But here there is a philosophy. There is understanding, there is a philosophy. Who you are, where did you come from, what is the process, what is the purpose of life. And then because the whole package is there actually. It is not just like you do a little bit of puja and a little bit of this thing and then go away. No, not like that. Do this and worship the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada has instituted the whole thing. If you come to the temple and go out, attend the morning program, so many principles of the devotional service you fulfill it automatically, without even knowing actually. Obeying, hearing, and taking Charanamrita, worshipping Tulasi, having darshan of the Lord, worshipping, everything is included in that. Just by simple process of attending a morning program. Just a simple morning you come, couple of hours you attend the program, everything is included in that. Without even your knowledge. If you go and analyze the nectar of devotion, what are all the 64 items of devotion, so you put a tick, 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 you would have almost ticked everything actually. By just attending, that is the Prabhupada's this year. The program has to be like that. So a person comes, automatically he will be getting the sukriti of that. Like 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, and then if he keeps on doing the life, then what is his duty here? He will go back to God. So that is the genuine message, and Srila Prabhupada is presenting that. So that way, yeah, he had the desire also. Prabhupada had a desire, lot of desires actually. But not for his personal thing, for desire for serving the Lord, how to increase the preaching, how to increase the book distribution, all these things, that always going in his mind. Same thing. We should also take a little bit of responsibility, little bit of this, because now especially the book marathon, Srila Prabhupada book marathon is going. We can do whatever little bit. Like we may not be able to do big things also, but at least we can do little bit, one book to here, one book to there, or if you can sponsor the book, whatever way, we can do that actually. Nobody can say that I can't do anything. You cannot do.
because we have friends, especially the festival time, there will be some gifts can be given, New Year's. So instead of giving so many gifts and unwanted gifts, it will be just piling in the rack. Instead, give something useful. Give Bhagavad Gita, some signs of self-realization. That person will appreciate you for life actually. If somebody reads this Bhagavad Gita, and now we see so many devotees say, like how I became a devotee. Sometimes people say, oh, this person came and gave me a Back to Godhead magazine. Now I just read that and then now I am here. This is like one life is transformed. That means Srila Prabhupada has transformed so many lives. And then let us do our little bit of seva, little bit of this thing. That way it will be beneficial. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Jai.
Jai.